In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The context for this brief homily is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. When the Apostle Paul wrote, "We preach Christ crucified," he indicated that people would receive the message differently. Some would believe and others would reject this message. I assume that all of you gathered here this morning have been led by the Holy Spirit to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay your sin debt to God. While our debt to God has been paid in full by Christ Jesus, we are at times tempted to be uncomfortable with the understanding that we continue to sin. We are called to reality by the Latin phrase, simul justus et peccator, simultaneously justified and a sinner. We recognize this when we pray in Luther's evening prayer, "Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong." St. Paul also wrote, "To those who are the called, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." In the world's eyes, power and wisdom reside in education, in social and political standing, in wealth, in physical strength and stamina, as in the Super Bowl and the Olympics. God displays his wisdom and power in words. In Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Word of God. The power of God was first exhibited at creation, Vayomer, and God said, and it happened. The power of God is present in holy, the power of God's Word is present in holy baptism. The risen Christ, prior to his ascension, told his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The power of God's word is present in the Lord's Supper. Prior to his trial and crucifixion, Christ Jesus, true God and true man, said to his disciples, "Take and eat, take and drink. This do in remembrance of me." St. Paul's references to Christ crucified and the word of the cross did not limit the message to the events of Holy Week and Good Friday. For according to the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul proclaimed and applied the resurrection of Christ Jesus. In some of his other letters, Paul also referred to Christ's return in glory. My prayer for you is that the Holy Spirit would grant you through Christ Jesus the determination of St. Paul to proclaim in word and life what Christ has done and will do for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.